section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I'm just prepared, okay?
I'm prepared.
Hold on. I do have to show you guys these because I talked about them. They're like little Nerf pellets. This is what a tampon looks like when it's not doesn't have an applicator with it.
What is that? What does that do?
It doesn't have an applicator.
Can you move that cup? It's right in front of that.
Oh, yeah. Like perfectly in front of it.
You're right.
Is this on? Hold on.
Yeah, it's not necessarily. It's on.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like tampons, that as tampon technology increased to where they get smaller, or it was what's all the pomp and circumstance?
That's a suppository, right?
This is like a, I'm going to call it a kiss tampon, like a keep it simple, stupid tampon.
Like a Gene Simmons suppository.
Yeah. Okay. So you unwrap it. Can I unwrap this on?
I wanted you to waste it. Is it expensive? It looks expensive.
No. I literally got like, okay, a little box like, probably 3 inches by like 2 inches by 2 inches. That's the volume. And it came with like 50 of these, and no one uses 50. So it's just this little thing, and then the string comes out, and then you twist it around like that, and then you just stick it up inside you. Stick it up on your beaver, if you will.
What's the applicator for? For just smooth entry?
Yeah, it's for people to be like, ew, I don't want to touch myself. That sort of
thing.
So
does the applicator come off eventually?
Or yeah, the applicator is like a little gun you put it like. So it would be, one part of it would be like.
Like the space shuttle launching and then the booster's detaching.
And then
detaching.
You have this, this little part at the end, and you go, and you just shoot it inside of yourself. Like you might have had like a Nerf like rocket that way. You don't like rocket it inside of you, you just ease.
A pussy pistol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a pussy pistol.
Nice.
Very nice. So that is, that's.
Now. That's different.
A kiss tampon. A keep it simple.
Okay, but
tampon.
Why is that just a new kind of tampon, or is that a part of your new getup?
No, it's not a part of my new. Oh my, because I'm a whole new person now. But it's not a part of my new getup. But it is. They didn't come this way originally. But I really don't know about the history of the tampon. But what I would guess is that people were grossed out with the idea because then you have to like put this inside of yourself, and so like it's your finger you're using. So people were grossed out.
Your finger is the pussy pistol.
Your finger becomes the pussy pistol and
hit
has
the music.
To. And this is the whole thing. Yeah, that's what it is.
Comedy live from the Dirty Stalls. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show. No show lineup with your co-host Heather and me, Jason, and now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 206 of the Burns and IP. I'm your host, the podcasting god. We have a great show for you tonight.
Maybe
it's an intimate little get together. It's just me, Heather, and Jason. And we don't have a show lineup. We don't have any kind of plan.
Join us, won't you?
Join us on this excursion.
We're still doing intros, though.
Yeah, we're still doing intros.
It's good. About the journey and not the destination.
Yes. Right. Walk with us as we journey through things that sights unknown. First, he's wearing orange this evening, which makes me think that he wants nothing more than to be squeezed like a tangerine. Am I correct? Close, right?
I want to make a Temple Grandin joke, but I know you just get pissed off.
Welcome to the show. Lots of love, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
It's good to have you there, buddy.
Good to have you, buddy.
Good to have you, buddy. I was like, hey, Jason, I'm going to be on vacation. You need to write 2 shows. He was like, I'll write one, and we'll just wing the other.
I said that?
No.
Wing show.
Wing show. And now.
Wing bro.
If you push play on this right at the beginning, you learned a lot from this young lady. Are we keeping it in there? I
don't mind. Wait, I think it's excellent.
The segment or the tampon? You said, are we keeping it in there? I just want to make sure we're...
Well, you should take it out like 4 to 6 hours in. Prevent toxic shock syndrome.
You don't want that toxic shock.
But I think we can keep it in.
Okay, and we're keeping it in.
Keep the segment in.
It's intern Heather. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I am very excited. I'm always very excited when we do these little no-show lineup kind of shows, these intimate shows. We have fun when we have a guest host sitting across from me.
Yep.
But it's also a good time just to come together as a team yep. and say, what can we do?
Who are we?
Who are we?
And what can we do?
Who are we and what can we do? And Jason,
who are you?
Who are you?
Who is you?
Who is who? If you had to describe yourself
in one word or less?
No, not one word. Okay. In three sentences, what would you do? If somebody didn't know you, you met them, you shook hands with them, and they said, who are you, Jason? What would you say?
I would say, hi, my name is Jason. That's one sentence. Mm-hmm.
Good one.
That's a good start.
Took one.
You're on a roll.
I would say I have very low self-esteem and body dysmorphia, and I've lost three pieces of silverware over the past 2 years. I have no idea where they are.
Hmm.
Where do they go?
Where do they go?
The same place the socks go. Heather, if you had to describe yourself, and if a fine young chap came up and said, "You have eyes of gold."
The intro music's still going.
I know.
Okay.
Eyes of gold.
I don't know. You want to tell them you. You don't want to fuck around. You don't want to do all this. Oh, I like wrestling too. You know, just so mm-hmm. you can, you know, get in his pants. What if you wanted to say, "Hey, here is the quick and dirty about Heather."
Quick and dirty about Heather. He just told me my eyes are gold. Thank you. My eyes are gold. My soul is gold. My heart is gold.
Wow.
You can have the gold.
You can have the gold.
If you pay me $5,000.
So you're a prostitute. My name is Heather, and I'm a prostitute. Your eyes aren't gold.
It took three sentences, though.
Your eyes aren't gold. I would say that if that person said that to you, I'd be like, one of my sentences that I would use is, hey, you need to see an ophthalmologist. Because your eyes are definitely not gold, but they're seeing things that are not gold as gold.
I think it wasn't so much as, hey, your eyes are the color of gold. I would just think your eyes are rich with
golden humor,
rods and cones, right.
And golden knowledge.
I have a golden personality.
Rods and cones.
Beautiful. I try to give somebody a compliment and make a big fudge about it.
Fudge?
I mean, I offered him. Fudge.
Oh, great. Right. Now we're going to get into Jew jokes.
I offered him internal gold for $3,000.
Right. So. $5,000. Was it 3,000 or 5,000?
He said
let's
something.
Say 5,000.
Something
sounds...
about you trying to get in some guy's pants. That's never a problem, right? When's the last time you went for a guy's pants? It's like, hold on. Hold on a second.
I totally had that happen.
What?
And it was the worst experience.
How long ago and every single detail?
Go.
Like 4 months ago.
Really?
Not even that long, yeah. Like 4 months ago. And we had been hanging out. Like, he's friends with one of my friends. And we went out together. And she left, like, earlier in the night. I, like, at the bar. I'm very direct. Like, if I – and especially because I get confused. So why not confuse other people? So I was like –
confused about advances that people –
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I told him – I, like, looked at him and I said, I want you. And I told him that to
what
his face.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. And he came to my house and we were making out. And – we got pretty into, well, he got to know my nether regions on a level at least. He had entered the Netherlands and then he...
Did he have a passport?
Jumps up as if blown back like Edward Cullen from Bella because he doesn't want to eat her. Okay. And just says, I'm just going to assume that that's what was wrong. He was just so attracted. But he said, I can't do this. I'm sorry. I have to leave. And then he left. Yeah. When I didn't even get up, though. I was, like, in bed. I was like, see ya.
What was the explanation? Did you ever...
That was it.
Did you ever talk to him?
No, I did talk to him afterward, and I was pretty drunk, and he said that it ends up that I just didn't, like, touch him at all. So, like, he is, like, going so far, and I wasn't, like, giving anything back that he somehow thought...
Drunk.
Yeah, that he somehow thought that I was not interested whatsoever.
But you said to him verbally, I want you. Here's
I verbally said it, yeah. I think he felt self-conscious as though somehow I was like...
But you were just receiving and not giving?
Or were you like, I want you, but then he cut you off before he said, I want you to do all the work?
Yeah, that's what it was. I want you to do all the work. Well, it's worked out since.
Oh, you've hung out
with reconciled, him. And I got him to finish the job, finally.
What was the... So, just, okay, that was...
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it totally was worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this the guy you're seeing right now?
This is the guy that I'm seeing right now.
Very good.
So that was the first instance that we had.
And he was just, he thought you were too drunk, or he just wasn't getting anything in return, and that was
He just wasn't getting anything in return because he's friends with my friend. And so they were talking, like, she asked him about it. I sent her on recon, you know? And I was like, you got to, you know, friend talk recon. To...
Guys can't do that. Yeah. Girls can do their recon stuff.
Yeah, and so I was like, you got to talk to A, and... like, see what's going on. And so she did. And he's like, she's like, you didn't touch him at all. Because I like had suggested that maybe that's what it was. I was like, I don't know, maybe I wasn't as like well, forward or something.
Was it because you like were too intoxicated and you just kind of forgot about his penis? Or, well, or were you just focused on what he was doing? Or did you just, were you intentionally like, I'm going to get what I need and then maybe I'll help you out?
I really enjoy making out. And so I can get a little caught up in that. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
I've never had anyone complain except for this particular situation. But so I was really caught up in that. And so I was just like, let's just keep doing this. And then like as it continued to progress, that was the only thing that I focused on. I was like, oh, this is still good. So I'm going to keep doing this.
The beginning of the story, it started with you saying, I want you. Mm-hmm. Where can a guy like me go to find girls who will say that?
okay. So I don't know.
Okay.
You just gotta, I don't know.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Sorry. but segment. I would suggest looking in places that require
alcohol
ladies to be. Yeah, there you go. Alcohol. So bars. Bars are good places.
Okay.
But you just gotta be like, I want a strong, confident young woman. Or old woman. Or woman. Just woman.
Yeah. I mean,
it's all about that confidence, bro.
Yeah. I've had sexual experiences kind of fall in my lap before. Some I've received and some I've denied, but if I could have that happen with more frequency, I think I'd sleep better.
Maybe. I think you need to leave the house once in a while.
That could have something to do with it. You know what the nickname of my house is?
Hmm.
The coffin.
Really?
It's pretty much just me there all the time. I have my daughter every weekend, but my house really is. It's just all about my stuff and what I like. And I'm not a hoarder. My house is very tidy, and we've talked about it. But it's everything I like and everything I need is right there. So my friends have dubbed it the coffin because why would I ever need to leave there? I'll die in that house, and I'll be perfectly happy doing so. even the name of my internet I changed to the coffin.
Oh, that's your good. Internet
brand.
Name?
It's good to go with branding.
I do like to brand. That's right.
Well, congratulations. That tells ladies out there that Be directive.
Be forward. Direct. There's
and,
no point not to.
Make sure that you don't just sit and enjoy stuff because you might get the wrong idea. But it's worked out for you.
It has worked out. We talked. I mean, I spoke with him about it later. I was like, what happened?
Is that awkward, like, conversation? Do you think it made you guys stronger together?
Do you think it helped?
Stupid
question. No, it's not a stupid question.
It's just a fruity way to say it.
Yeah, but no, it helped. Yeah, I think people should just be open about talking about like everything. So
it's the best policy.
Exactly. Honesty is the best policy.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes it really like I get nervous and I tell him I'm like I will discuss anything. Like I've told him all the things about the period and the birth control methods I've been looking into and everything like that, and I'm just like, just let me know if I've gone too far. Like if you can't even think of me as like a sexy woman anymore.
Now see that I have a problem with that. I don't fart or poop in front of, or even like I don't piss with the door open with the lady around, because I feel like there is a line that you just have to if you marry someone or live with someone, there just has to be this little sliver of mysteriousness,
mm-hmm.
of a little air of mystere. And I don't. If you lose that, then you're right. There is a where it's like, oh, I'm not attracted anymore. There's a certain amount of like sexuality lost.
Yeah.
Do you have that? You're talking about anything.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I think it's fun to talk about those sort of things, mm-hmm. like oh, I wrecked the bathroom and stuff. But I'm not gonna shit on his chest. Or like he's not gonna see it.
What about
like,
shit with the door open?
I wouldn't do that. No.
Do you fart in front of him?
I know. I've never done that. I find farting very. I don't know why, but that actually probably is my taboo moment.
Did you say you've never farted? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. Okay. Maybe I did say that, but I don't like farting in front of people.
Blake, you and Molly fart in front of each other.
Yes.
What's the line for you guys? What's the thing that you won't do?
But you also have to take in consideration that we're older than you guys are. You know what I mean?
You're a lot older than us.
We're a lot older than you guys. I personally don't want her in the bathroom when I'm pooping because Me and poop, it's a very tedious process. It used
is
to be,
it really?
You look at yourself differently.
In the past year, and yes, I'm known for being able to go in there, poop, boom,
he's a lightning speed BMer.
But since I turned 40, it's not that way. Something's wrong with my plumbing, I think. But and I don't want to be in there when she's pooping. If I'm peeing, I don't care.
What about the squatty potty? Have you heard about that?
The squatty potty. I pee sitting down a lot.
Well, you can. It said for complete bowel extraction.
Oh, you can put your knees up to your chest.
Yes,
mm-hmm. That's not the problem. Okay. It's hard to explain. It's not the ability to get it out is the problem. It's the consistency of it that causes problems.
Is it thin? Because then you should have more fiber.
It's not necessarily thin. It's
this is another case where I really think you need to drink more Mountain Dew.
No. It's
double your Dew consumption.
Fiber would be good for that, though.
It's soft and very difficult to manage.
Soft stool.
Mushy stool.
Oh, yeah. I would say fiber would probably help a little bit. Yeah. Not that I'm
a doctor
or
anything. How many apples
do you
have a day?
0.00.
You know those smoothies I make every morning? I'm going to give you the recipe.
Aww.
And I want you to start drinking a smoothie every day, and you're going to have just rock solid BMs.
Fucking solid.
It's going to be like shit and diamonds.
How do we go from Heather having sex to my shit?
I want to cry.
I like
the line
it.
Is.
I like the.
You like that swing?
I like the swing. Oh. We need to swing it over Jason's way.
All right.
Get the pendulum going.
My house is so small.
How small is it?
It's so small. Take a shit, everyone. Here's the shit that you just took.
But seriously, that is it. It's like whoever designed the house is like, fuck you. Whoever lives in this house, fuck you. Because the toilet is in the middle of the house practically. Mm-hmm. Everything is around it. And if I have a lady stay over and I have to make my morning constitution like clockwork, I will get in there and I have to do a dance. I will leave her in my room. I will close my door. Mm-hmm. Whether it's hot or cold, I will turn one of those on, even if it's fine in the house, just to make that extra noise. Uh-huh. And then I will turn music on, and then I will run cold water while I'm making a BM. I have to. I'm so self-conscious about everything. And then I have matches in there. I just have a whole ritual I go through to separate not only the sight, sound, and smell.
Right, all the senses.
Yeah, and I don't let her touch my BM either. So I take care of that.
That's
one.
That's good. That's a tough one.
Or really taste. I don't let her taste it
either. Those are two really important facts for having that next night of coitus is, okay, I'm...
Wet wipes.
Don't touch my... Wet wipes have those. I have to have
dry,
those.
Dry, dry, wipe. Or dry, dry, wet. That's my...
Dry, dry, wet?
Yeah. Dry, dry, wet. That's how
Dry, dry, binks?
Dry, dry, binks.
Dry, dry, binks.
Misa wiping my asshole.
It's like the kids show host who's going to teach you how to do that.
No. Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember Jar Jar?
I remember him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Oh, that's Star Wars.
Why didn't he get his own spinoff?
Because he was annoying to everyone.
Chronicle of Binks.
So, Jason, you've been harboring a story for a while now.
And, I have.
I thought this would be a good.
Let's take it out on the road.
I don't
on the water. I suppose
I never leave my house, so I don't have stories. Blake, you live a very exciting life. All these camping stories. All the other stories.
You're just living in like a mausoleum, like
right. I just stay home, and I'm the guy who peeks out of his blinds and writes down the license plate number of everyone coming up and down the street, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
You don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
In case what?
Thank you. That's right. Heather's looking at me like I'm crazy, but guess what? You're probably right.
If you come to find out that two inmates escaped from the Peoria County Jail, you're like, I've got a list of the last 75 people that have drove by.
That's just today.
For the last 2 weeks. A spreadsheet.
And all on a spreadsheet. I did get out of the house, though. It's probably been 6 weeks ago now. And I went to like a neighborhood garage sale because I like that thing kind of stuff. And I'm gay and poor. It's not something that usually goes together. I don't see a lot of gay poor people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're tough enough. They're like, no way am I roughing it, too.
I always just think it's like, guys like to have sex. Like, because they're penises. They're always bouncing around. We're always aware that we have them and want to have sex. So if two gay guys get together and then their earning powers combined, there's no way you're going to be poor and having to go garage sailing.
Right.
Anyway, I was garage sailing.
They antique. They don't garage.
They antique. That's right. I went to a garage sale. It was the last one of the day, and I was going to be done about 10 o'clock. It's kind of late in the day for garage sailing. I pull up to this this house. In the driveway, they got all the fold-out tables like you normally would, all their stuff kind of displayed on the ground of the sidewalk and all this. I'm looking around, blah, 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 nothing really. And then I look in the garage, and there are two fold-out tables in there, and there's nothing on those tables except DVDs. DVDs in little plastic sleeves. And as I take a closer look, I see that they're all pirated DVDs.
What?
And it's not like it's a couple young punks renting a house. It's like a middle-aged black man and his middle-aged white wife. And why did I add the ethnicities?
I don't know why.
I
don't know why you did that.
Maybe because I am a proponent of the Confederate flag. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Anyway, I go in there in this horribly interracial house. No, I'm just kidding. But they do have all these like pirated DVDs. It's a middle-aged couple doing this. And I don't give a shit, you know. But it's like, this is a decent neighborhood. And like, there's probably a cop that lives around the corner. What if they're, what if police or what? It's probably, they'll probably get you for each physical
copy. Each
one
of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it worth the $5 that they're putting on?
And it's not even.
You wouldn't steal a car.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't steal. Is that what they say?
Those commercials? I was like, if I could download a car, like, I fucking would.
Right.
It's like, fuck you, I'll download this. I'll 3D print a car. But. And you're right. At $5 a DVD, probably not worth it. For at this house, you can get three DVDs for $5.
Oh wow!
And it's like, what? You know what? I don't want to see Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You know, I don't want to see Heathers again. You don't have to. These are movies that are still in the theater.
Oh jeez!
No way! That's awesome.
This really dates the story too. It was a Saturday morning, and that night before that Friday night is when the new Avengers: Age of Ultron came out. And there it was, right on the table.
Booyah.
I think I picked up Gone Girl, 22 Jump Street, and Horrible Bosses 2, because I hadn't seen any of them. Mm-hmm. No, I saw 22 Jump Street, but the other two I hadn't seen. And I heard them talking, I was like, hey, we're out of Age of Ultron again. There are so many people.
Getting those.
Yes.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I don't care. I watched them. I don't feel bad about it. Do you guys?
It's not. No, to me, it's hey, I stumbled upon a garage sale of people that are willing to take the risk of going to jail for $5. Mm-hmm. And that's your risk. I'm, you know, it's not my fault if you get busted. I'm in a garage sale that you advertise. You got a whole bunch of stuff. There's nothing here I like except those movies. And
so you're talking about from the point of being the consumer of that.
Right,
would you download it yourself? Would you turn it into DVDs?
Would I download it and turn it into DVDs to sell at a garage sale? No,
I wouldn't. I think that's
intense.
That's ballsy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heather?
That's extensive.
That's bad decision making, in my opinion.
And you have to put all those in the sleeves. I would just hate to do that. But no, I would download them for personal use. I would buy them at a garage sale, but I would never participate. And I would never actually do the selling of it all.
But you would download it.
I would download it,
You don't feel like there's any kind of, oh, we'll get your IP address and...
Oh, yeah, you do. If you go... So I use a torrent website. So you download the torrent. And then what it is, it's called... Like, when you're getting it, you're, like, leeching it. And so you're taking it. They're called leechers. And it has... Like, every download has, like, a cedar and a leecher. And so leeching is when you're taking it. So when you download it... you have to watch that when it's done, it starts seeding, which means that it's technically like uploading it. So that way it has more like people that are supporting it on the website. So that way it goes faster. And that's actually the illegal part is the seeding. Well, that's the part that they can catch you on is when you're uploading it back. That's when they'll like send you a letter and they'll do it fast. So you have to stop the download right after it's done. So that way it doesn't continue to seed unless you're like, you've been around forever and you know other ways of doing it.
Yeah, you know,
I have never heard of any of that. I've heard of torrents and stuff.
I'm just going to keep going to garage sales and hoping they have these movies.
Do you guys have the second Smurf movie?
But seriously, and they will catch you so fast because one time I was downloading a Lady Gaga CD and I let it seed for 5 minutes had to be. And then I got a letter in the mail from Comcast next week that was like, we saw you downloaded Fashion of, one of the specific tracks is one of the ones that got seated. So it was like, we saw you downloaded Fashion of Love by Lady Gaga. We're going to need you to stop doing that or we're going to cut off your internet service or some shit. Like, they'll send you that, right away.
That's incredible.
So that's the dangers of it.
I'm so technologically retarded that I couldn't get that far. I wouldn't know what I was doing. And I just assume, wait. I don't need to see Age of Ultron the day before it comes out. You know, I'll wait. That's just me.
Mm-hmm. That's just you.
I did. I'm sorry. I do have one quick pirating story too. I have the thrift shop Tazco Trade Co. People bring in stuff all the time and want store credit or cash. One time, a guy brought in a PlayStation 2 and it had a burnt copy of the Denzel Washington action movie, The Equalizer. Mm-hmm. It's probably from 6-8 months ago, where he was just basically just killing everybody, just shooting them.
Sure.
And I kind of joked about it.
Oh, he worked at like a Lowe's. In the movie, he like was a hitman or something.
Oh, was he really?
He went clean and then he worked at a Lowe's and then some guy tried to rob Lowe's and
dragged him back in. Was that really what happened?
Back, yeah.
I didn't see
this.
It.
Is the lowdown.
I didn't watch it either. I just remember.
I didn't see it, but I tried to watch it because the guy brought it. Was in his PlayStation 2 because that's also a DVD player. And I kind of joked about it because I saw it was written with a Sharpie. He's like, oh, what's this, a burnt copy? And he was like, oh, man, you can have it, man. I don't even want it. So I did. I took it home. I put it in my Xbox to watch it. And the ones I got from the garage sale are like ripped from a site. To where it looks good. It looks like you would on a regular DVD. This is a dude with a camera at his hip, like like old 1980s VHS on the street style, where someone is recording it from his hip. The audio is garbage. The video is garbage. He's eating jujubes. You know, like, it's hilarious. I got like 2 minutes into it, and I was like, fuck, yeah. This is ridiculous.
You can like see Megan and Ryan making out. And
that's right.
A couple seats up.
Ryan, have you seen his abs?
Whose abs?
Ryan's. He's been working out.
Ryan's been working out? Little broken man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Great.
Okay, just let me know. Let me know when you guys want to talk about something I know about.
Blake, hit the music.
Is that what we're going to do? We're going to go to music?
Oh, I don't know. What else we got to talk about?
Well, I want to get into... Yeah, let's go to music, and then we'll come back. And I want to go... Because, you know, you guys didn't ask me to describe myself. And then you didn't want to hear about my period.
Or
my, you know, you just want to hear about my poop for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. So
I want to hear about your mud vein blind date.
It's all
about. I want to hear about that.
Okay, and here is mud vein. No, we'll go ahead and play a song here.
It's playing both in a row, right?
Yeah, we're gonna play them both in the row. Guilty as Pleased by who's that by?
Eric McMahon.
First mistake I made that led me to be untrue was walking in that honky-tonk with whiskey in my view. It didn't take too long till I was flirting at the bar, filled with gin and thinking of sin. The good times went too far. Guilty as pleaded, I did you wrong and I confess. A sentence that's called loneliness. Now that I've lost you, guilty as pleaded, I gave away our happiness. I cannot bear the emptiness. I feel so sad and blue. That's called loneliness. Now that I've lost you, guilty as pleaded, I
gave away our happiness. I cannot bear the emptiness. I feel so sad and blue. Now that I've lost you, I feel so sad and blue.
Was Dirty and Low with Filthy Still.
Filthy Still, brand new album coming out with the same titled name. So far, what I've heard, I like it. I like it a lot.
Long time friends of the show.
Long time. Love Filthy Still.
Love them long time.
Actually,
love you.
Drunken Cuddles were here last month, right? And Eric, the lead singer, I had this burn, and he said, hey, you need want some. We were at the bar, and he's like, you need some...
salve?
Some
aloe vera?
Some triple antibiotic stuff. I was like, sure. So he pulls this tube out of his pocket, and so I
put it with him.
I put it on. He's like, hey, you know, you have something in common. That's the same ointment that you used with the guy from Filthy Still. Last year, he had this big, huge boil that he sliced.
Under his armpit?
Yeah. It was.
Sucks.
And so, like, I shared, like, the same ointment that he that's good.
You're like Eskimo brothers now.
Right. Okay. All right. So, you want to hear about Mudvayne.
you had, I think, on the previous show that we did, in between songs, you had mentioned that you went on a blind date to a Mudvayne concert, which sounds insane.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Mudvayne is local band. I mean, They hit it big, real big. But they were from this area. They all went to high school together. Yeah,
heavy metal.
Like, you know, they wear makeup and stuff. And so I there's a couple songs of theirs I like, but I know. And I was talking to this girl. This was years and years ago. I was talking to this girl, and she's like, you know, I got these two tickets to Mudvayne. You know, I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever, let's go. So I never met her before. Like, we had talked and stuff, but I had never met her, like, face-to-face.
How did you talk to her? How did you get hooked up with the talking to
some internet chat room or something.
Oh, okay, probably. So internet chat room stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is back when they were hip and cool.
2000-ish?
Like AOL, AIM. Was it on AIM or AOL?
No, it wasn't that far back.
Okay.
So she shows up at my house in this pickup rusty pickup truck. And she wasn't ugly. You know, she wasn't pretty. So I'm like, you know, whatever. You know, I was the same. Like at one time, like I wanted to experience stuff just to say, you know, I did.
That's the saddest thing you could say. Like it was an experience.
Once,
she created an experience.
It was the show was at the East Peoria like event center.
Oh, so they were playing Route 8 by Sunnyland.
So they were playing a hometown show. You know.
Okay, sure.
And there was some band opening called Snot. Nice. I guess they were a big. And so we go, and I, of course I'm out of place. You know, even at that age, I was still too old to be at that concert.
Was it like late 20s, early 30s?
For who, me?
Yeah.
30s, yeah. Early 30s.
Yeah.
And so we go and watch this band Snot, and, you know, she's chugging down beers, and she wants to stand right in the front. Like where the gate is, and you know the crowd is off. You know, obviously it's a rowdier crowd. You know, and at one point during this Snot show, they separate. They have the crowd separate, and then they go into the song, and they all just run at each other and start, you know, moshing and everything.
Oh Jesus!
So I was like, okay, made it through that, and so Mudvayne comes on, you know, and they played two or three songs and. I was like, okay, I've kind of had enough of this. You know, I'm on this blind date. I was like, hey, I'm going to go out there in the concourse, you know. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. I said, I just, you know.
Sucks.
This is stupid. It's like, it wasn't so much the music that was bad. It was just all the fucking people bouncing off of you. And
like, that event center is like a big flat floor. So I don't think, there probably weren't like bleachers you could hang out in, right?
Yeah. And you know, there's people like. Crowd surfing, so like you get hit in the back of the head by somebody's shoe, and you're like, I'm an old man, I'm just trying to watch this fucking concert and get laid, hopefully, at the end of the night. So,
get your shoes out of the sky,
right? So, three songs into Mudvayne, I go and sit out in the concourse area and talking to this older lady, and it was odd that she was there. And it ended up being like the guitar player's grandma or something because it was a local show there, you know, back in. And she's like, yeah, I go to all the shows. And I said, I just kind of sit out, you know, either backstage or out here, you know.
She's an old mudhead.
Yeah, an old muddy. Old muddy is what I called her. and so, you know, I'm thinking, well, we're going to call this date a wash. And just, you know, hopefully this band will not want to play encore after encore. And I can get home and, you know.
A relative good amount of time.
So it finally ended. And she, you know, all of a sudden, boom, there's this girl right in front of me. She's like, hey, you know, she obviously had some more beers and she had a good time. She was a big Mudvayne fan. Let's, you know, and I'm like, all right, well, let's, you know, head on home. So she drives us back in her rusty pickup truck. Yeah. And, I just was like, well, you know, come upstairs. And she's like, sure. And then we had sex and then, it was really awkward, weird.
No.
Awkward, aww. Weird sex.
No.
That sucks.
And we never talked again. She called me three or four times or, you know, or texted me or something, and I made something up. So.
Wow.
So that's Mudvayne. So every time I hear Mudvayne, I remember about that skanky
all of your stories about women end with you having sex.
Well,
that's a good ending, at least.
At one time, I would say that I had my fair share of encounters.
I need you guys' help. You somehow closing the deal every time.
But I can't do it anymore. Like if I was single now, like I wouldn't be closing no deals. You know, I'd be like, I don't want to. It's too much work.
I think so much about it is like going out there and like wanting it. You know, I don't know how to explain that. And then like
wearing your cock on your sleeve.
Yeah, wearing your cock on your sleeve. Don't wear your cock on your sleeve. You won't get anything. Like literally, if you put your cock on, that's what you've been doing, isn't it?
It's well. When it's flaccid, it's bizarre because when it's flaccid, it's really long, so I can put it up on my sleeve. Mm-hmm. But when it stiffens up, it becomes very tiny. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the physics work on that, but I can wear it on my sleeve.
That's
when it's flaccid.
Opposite. But what are you doing to find? Like, you're not doing anything,
right?
Like, you're not doing
well,
anything.
That would be
because I think part of me thinks that he's sitting here and for lack of a better word, he's whining a little bit about not having relations, but yet he's in his coffin. It's like my brother. My brother's exactly. 40. My brother's
you've nailed your coffin. You right. nailed your own coffin shut.
My brother is 42 years old, constantly.
Oh, I used to have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend. I'm all by myself.
Okay, what are you doing to you know to sure. make the opposite happen?
Well, once a year, I go on dating sites.
Yeah, see, he doesn't talk to any. He doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't go anywhere. All eBay. He orders everything off eBay, and you know it comes to his door. And he works weird hours, and then you know he doesn't go out or anything. So and doesn't have a computer to you know get on a dating website.
Even, he doesn't have. He's got a $70,000 truck.
Yes,
a $30,000 boat, and no computer.
Yes,
wow,
correct. And
really,
yeah.
Does he have a tablet?
He has a tablet, but he doesn't have. He
does refuses.
Have
Wi-Fi?
He refuses to get cable and cable internet.
That's what a tablet is virtually useless without intranet.
Yes, yeah. You're right. Well, you got it free with like the we bought a truck or something. I don't know.
free $400 tablet with purchase of $70,000 truck.
You know, and. Even Eli, it was funny. This is a good story. We were out to dinner with him before we went on our trip. We went to Bass Pro Shop, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Hey, why don't you go eat with us? Is everything okay?"
I'm looking at your camping gear, and I'm seeing like 2/3 of s'mores stuff, and it really had my attention for a second. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're a big s'mores family. I hate them, and the kids love them. So we invited him to go to dinner, right? And so Eli is eating dinner, looks over at my brother and says, "Do you have a girlfriend, Uncle Chad?" He's like, "No." He goes, "Do you have a wife?" And he's like, "No." And he goes, "You need to go on Match.com." Like 7-year-old kids even going, "Hey, loser. Like, your life is
it's
pathetic."
It's like repeating back commercials he's heard.
Well, that's what I said. I said, what is Match.com? He goes, that's a website you can get a wife.
Dumbass.
No, that's funny.
So I was like, even my 7-year-old stepson is.
I'm
like,
really not complaining, though.
No, I know.
I'm only joking.
It was more of a description to.
I like continue. To go on that dating site. I thought it was fun last year. We'll be doing it again in a couple months, and I'll get on there for like 2 or 3 months just to see if we can mine the bottom of the dating pool in the central Illinois. I like being single. I'm very poor, so I can't really take women out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just a bad boyfriend in general. I like being single. So I complain about it jokingly. But at the same time...
You like the benefits of being single, but mm-hmm. you miss the benefits
physicality?
Of... Yeah, the physicality part
so,
of it.
I mean, at times, but...
Do you think... do you have the option of ordering, like, a mail order bride? And I'm not trying to be funny, like...
No.
Okay, Heather's...
That's a human.
Yeah. It depends. What do you think?
They're less than people.
Unless you buy a rubber person or a
real
person.
You're what you're doing is a service. You're doing them a service by bringing them over and giving them a real life.
Yeah,
a real life of being a sex slave, essentially.
It's either that or
in a country probably where they don't know the language.
Well, yeah, of course, that's exactly the reason why.
So the whole time they're basically just like, I'm just going to do this until I can escape.
You can't adopt someone who's 18 or older, but this is essentially an adult adoption.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing them.
Hey, grandma.
Oh no.
Oh God.
No,
I'm not going to mail. I don't want to get married. That's the worst end.
You have a double-edged sword.
I truly, truly
you
do.
You are in a quandary.
What?
Heather, do you want to get married someday?
What is in a quandary? I don't know.
To me?
If we both return, are we going to make a pact right now? Right. Are we about to make a marriage pact?
If we get to 75 years old.
Okay. I'll be 75.
Right. And I'll be 108.
Okay.
If we get to that and neither of us are married, let's just kill each other.
What? That went so wrong. My whole heart died just now, but yeah, I guess we'll do that then.
I'm really not interested in getting married.
I think marriage is a broken construct.
It doesn't make any sense unless you. I don't know. I think women see it as something they just have to do because all their friends are doing it, and then some people are doing it because it says to do it in the book. But why do it? I mean, you're a great example of people who like you lose a lot of shit when you get a divorce, right?
Yeah, I am a good example of how you're. Yeah,
no, but like it's over 50% of people get divorced, and what a fucking nightmare that is. You lose all your shit. You got to pay all this money. You got the lawyers and the time. It's just a big. It's a financial fuck, is what it is.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like every other time you go to court, it's like because you did something wrong, and then it's just like something in your life didn't work out, and now you're like finding yourself in a place where.
you associate that with like wrong behavior.
And the odds are against you.
Exactly.
More people than not get divorced.
Well, and the thing is and I am adamant about this. The reason why over 50% of people get divorced is because it's too easy. Like, I look at my grandparents. Like, you know, I'm sure they didn't have the perfect marriage. You know, I'm sure they had huge disagreements. But they always stuck it out. It was a commitment. You know, they married each other because they loved each other. You know what I mean? But it wasn't even an option. Like, you know, for them, it's very rare that they go, you know, well, we'll just get divorced. Like, but then, like, the next generation, like my parents, like, then it became easier to get a divorce, or
so
it was
many
easier,
lawyers, so much.
It was easier out. It was easier out. There's no use working at it. You know what I mean? There's no use. You know, I'm not saying if you're you know, in a relationship where they're beating on. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just like everyday stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And there is no it. The society is very me. And yep. I think, and then with the next generation, which would have been me. It's even easier, and it's even more me, and it's even more, well, this isn't working. You know what I mean? Boom, you just get a divorce. Whereas two generations ago, it was not like that at all. It was like you stuck with them, and you got through it. You loved each other in the deepest sense that you loved each other for their faults. And, you know, my grandfather's been dead for like 10 years. My grandmother loved my grandfather. But to this day, she's like, you know, she goes, at times, you're, you know, she goes, I gave up my friends because your grandpa didn't like them, or you know, or we did what your grandpa wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, I did that because I loved him. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, the next generation is like, well, they didn't like, you know, my golfing buddy, so I told her to hit the fucking road.
See, yeah, I don't know.
I really like the idea. I'm excited about that happening, and everything you said, I would like put like an exact opposite spin on, like. She made her give up her friends?
Right.
What? Like, for me, that sounds so messed up. And I mean, if someone's going to be, I guess this is how I see it. So marriage, the whole idea, like, I mean, it's like a holy construct, essentially, like, came from, like, a religious place. But I think it should be, like, much more business-oriented. And, like, everyone should have, like, a really, they should have their own business contract. Every single marriage should be different. Like, it should be, you know, and the reason you're getting into it is because you're planning on living together in a long-term arrangement and you want the tax benefits. Right. Like, that's what I really think it should be. And I think you should be able to get divorced easily and quickly. And there should be something in every beginning of the marriage that says, this is what could happen if it's, you know, if you get divorced. Agreement. Yeah. And like, I think large wedding ceremonies are a waste. I think wedding dresses are a waste. Like, all of that is just such a waste. Wedding rings are disgusting.
But like, wedding cake, good stuff.
Oh, I hope you don't eat it the year after.
We did just recently. I was like, you know what? It's not that bad.
I eat fondant by the pound.
Ugh.
All right. Yeah, with marriage, it's just like, if you want to do it, great. I'm not saying don't get married, especially in the wake of gay marriage now being legal. Congratulations.
Very true. Yay.
We'll hit on that because I want to hit on that too.
I was just saying that if you want to do it, great. If it works out for you, awesome, but the odds are not in your favor.
Right.
And to me, it's just like taking logic and throwing it in the garbage can. There's no solid, sound reason to do it for me. I have no problem being committed and honest and faithful to someone, but why sign that paper? Why have a ceremony? That doesn't... Why do we need all that bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what Molly
totally.
Said to me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A year later, she's like, I really shouldn't have went through all that bullshit for you.
That's just one humble podcaster's opinion.
I understand.
And what do you want to say about gay marriage?
Okay, so I, you know, recently, by the time this comes out, it's a little bit old news, but, you know, recently they, you know, we were camping, and all of a sudden we're driving home. And Molly's like, "Oh, all the states you can get married now. If you know you're gay." I'm like, what? I said, "Did something happen to where this had to be all of a sudden decided?"
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was like, my brother said I was on my phone a lot on vacation. I wasn't because I completely missed that. And then I come home and you know Saturday I'm going through Facebook and everybody has the rainbow
picture.
The rainbow profile picture. And
dumb.
I thought to myself,
I've got a rainbow profile picture.
Dumb.
You, that's exactly what it is. I was scrolling through, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this. And then I saw Heather's, and I was like, God damn it. I can't talk about it.
I'll tell her. It's dumb.
Well, okay, I thought it was dumb, but I thought I should support it. And I look really cute in a rainbow.
Okay. First of all, you know what? If you guys want to get married, it's fine. I have... I'm I have had one of my best friends of all time was gay. You know, I have no problem with gays or lesbians. I don't care what you do. It just doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? And do I think you should get married? Yeah, you know what? Sure, why not? What's it going to do? It doesn't affect me one way or the other. If you want to if you want to be dumb and get married, if you see all these straight people that can't get married, I mean, can't stay together, but you want to, who cares? You know. But then when you go on Facebook and like, oh, as of today, the Supreme Court says everybody can get married in every state. That's great. But by changing your profile picture, are you like, okay, well, I support it, so I need to change my profile picture. That's fine, because you're showing support in however way you could. You could have just posted, hey, congratulations, you guys. But now you're in a dilemma, because now when do you change it to a different one? Because if you take it off too soon, everybody's like, oh.
I got to change it to the Confederate flag.
Oh. Right. So see, now you don't know. Now you're stuck in a vortex of Facebook profile
I would only filters. Be stuck in a Facebook vortex if I wasn't an etiquette master.
Uh-oh, and, here we go.
Okay, so
no,
then,
but I mean, I would say, so for me, I don't get stressed about that sort of thing because long ago I decided that I wasn't going to get stressed out about Facebook things if I was going to continue to have a Facebook. And I wasn't going to, you know, I would decide when it felt right to me and I would just, you know, wouldn't care if people thought I was posting too much or posting too little and all of that. I just decided that that wasn't a part of my Facebook. So for me, it doesn't matter. For other people, I mean, if I have to give you a time frame, I say just do it whenever you have a picture that you want to put up as your Facebook picture.
Whenever you have a better picture. But
change it back to your original picture, you know, because that's what most people did. They just used the picture they had and then flipped it with rainbow on it.
Right, rainbow on it. Why is rainbow the quintessential symbol of
Roy G. Biv?
Huh?
Roy G. Biv.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is he the first gay person?
Red, orange, yellow, blue, violet, was indigo.
But why? G, why
green?
Because you brought up the Confederate flag thing. What? Why did they pick rainbow colors for? Is it because it's loud and colorful, or
I don't know. You know, I don't know that, but I would guess it has something to do with just like the idea of like, I'm sure they're like, it's like a very happy and very positive symbol. I'm sure there's lots of that when they explain it.
There's all these different colors, the inclusion of all colors.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is I did notice that there was, you know, some African American groups that were like, this is wrong. You know, like
gay marriage
is wrong, and I'm like thinking to myself, if you
African American groups specifically,
yeah.
Okay,
and I don't remember exact, but I'm thinking to myself, oh wait a minute, they talk about how they are you know, repressed or whatever, you know what I mean, but then and they should have equal rights as everybody else, and they shouldn't be discriminated against, but then. They
do that to another group.
They do it to another group. It just goes to show you how like crazy people are. I think.
Yeah, it's totally
right. I think on a whole, black people are a lot more religious too. So if they really are deep into their religion, then their religion probably says homosexuality is a sin. Yeah. I would connect those dots personally. I also think that this country, as racist as news wants us to be, this is not a very racist country.
No,
I really do not think this is a very racist country. Look at other countries, please.
Right. There's just a handful of states that live in a different time period and they will stay in that time period. And, you know, but for the most part, you're right. I think the news and I think social media and stuff, they want to sway you.
They say, hey, we got to be on air 24 hours a day. We got to get some shit to talk about.
But I think
it's kind of like the Facebook flag. Really, to be honest with you, like, when I was flipping through and I saw all those people with the rainbow change their profile, like, I've never heard them discuss gay rights ever.
Yeah,
never once.
No one gives a shit. No one seriously gives a shit.
Right.
That's why gay people can get married now. It's because people just accept it. It's cool. Who gives a shit? Get married. If that's what you do, get married. It doesn't matter. No one really gives a shit about issues. They just want to look like a hero in a situation or point like, oh, that guy said the N-word, and then they get to point a finger.
Right.
It's just all about trying to be on the right side of an issue, and it's ridiculous. I don't care if gay people get married. I don't want to see you in assless chaps on a parade. I'm not going to have my dick out on a parade for heterosexuality. Be gay. That's awesome. I have some gay relatives. They're awesome. They're awesome dudes. I don't give a shit. Why do we have to pretend like? Why does everyone have to pretend like they care?
Right. Yeah.
I don't feel like anyone really cares. Who's out there hitting the streets, talking to their congressmen, trying to make an actual difference? No one gives a fuck. Just let them get married. Right. The saddest thing in the world you ever hear is two women who've been together for 40 years, and one's dying in the hospital. The other one can't be with her because they're not married by law. Fucking let them do it.
Right.
Who gives a shit? I don't know.
It doesn't bother me. As long as I can pay my deductible to get my camper fixed, I don't give a rat's ass.
I say go gay people, get married.
Go.
Well, now we have like an interesting hurdle to jump though, because like the reason that it's illegal in these states, or there was a ban on the states, is because the people in the states weren't voting on it and stuff like that. So I think now is like a really important time to like keep, especially, I mean, we don't live in one of those states where it was banned, but in those states specifically, like, there's probably going to be a rise in like violence against it, like violence against gay people and that sort of thing, just because now it's something that like they can do more out in the open, and like there's going to be more weddings there. So it's just something to like, I would say keep in mind in those states.
You might be right. I doubt it. I don't think there's going to be a huge backlash. That's
just
on this shit.
There's just going to be those pockets.
Yeah, there'll be the Westboro out there. Right. God hates fags signs.
It's just sad because those pockets are like concentrated in certain states.
But it's not a representation of this country as a whole. But the media will make you believe it is, because again, I've got 5 hours that I'm responsible for today on CNN, and I've got to fill it with something.
Sure.
So,
but that. I think what you said about racism is right. That I don't think people are necessarily racist, but I do think we have a system that, because Black people tend to be on a lower income because of things that have happened in the past, I think that they're systemically more racism in our country. So basically, like, the system doesn't work for them the same way that it does for everyone else. And they are not in a position to move as, like, high up as everybody else is. Not that anyone else is really moving anywhere.
Black people need to dig themselves out of a hole.
Well, are we responsible for helping them dig out of the hole?
They're responsible for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Black friend, and his dad is AWOL. Okay? I'm not talking about divorce. I'm talking about his dad wasn't there. It's a total fucking bummer. And that is the case so often with Black people. And I sound like a racist person, fine. I've dated people of different ethnicities. I'm not a racist guy. My child is a half Chinaman. Okay? if that buys me anything. And I can say Chinaman because she's half Chinaman.
I pay for her braces. I'll call whatever I want.
But it's about family structure, whether people believe it or not. Families that stick together and weather the storms together, whether it's marriage or not, and families that promote education, those are the ethnicities that move ahead. Those are the ethnicities that get the good jobs, that go to college, that pull themselves out by the bootstraps of whatever demographic they're in financially.
Who else has had to do that in America, though? What other demographics have had to pull themselves out from the bootstraps?
Asian people?
All Asian people?
You can't say all in any scenario. The Asian people were brought over here to America to some degree as slaves to help build the railroads. These people were dying and paid nothing to help build America's railroad system. Mm-hmm. And who is populating all of our Ivy League schools? And this is I'm not saying this negatively. If they worked hard for it and did it, awesome. I think they are being actually kind of – they're trying to trim them down because there's so many of them. That these people, these Asian people, they stick together in their families and they promote education. And who's getting the best jobs? How about Indian people? When's the last time you didn't have an Indian doctor? These people are sticking together. And even to the degree of marriage, these people are assigned a marriage partner and they stick with it forever.
Right.
For better or worse. Maybe for better. Maybe they're on to something if, you know, I don't know. I just feel like if you don't have a good family structure, which by and large a lot of Black people don't, and again, I'm not a racist guy and trying to make generalities, but it's just look at how many absentee fathers there are in the Black community. Maybe not the best guy to quote, but you know, Bill Cosby, he was for a long time saying that Black people, you guys need to get your shit together. As a Black person was saying this, maybe, you know, he probably wasn't wrong. Pull up your pants, be a father, help raise a kid. And because without a dad, that can fuck a kid up.
Right.
I mean, that's very true. But like, don't you think that a lot of those things have to stem from like
well, why aren't they there? You know, and some, like, there's, you know, they probably had a poor education, which they were probably from a poor family. So their parents were probably having to spend a majority of their time at work. And so maybe not able to raise them in the family unit. And so they didn't get a good example. And so then, you know, they had a kid too early because their education went through, because a lot of them are in poor areas.
So then you're just fucked forever. Then.
No, you're not fucked forever. I mean, but we have to create a system that can help them out, you know? So we have to have someone who's actually supporting of the family unit, because I do agree that, like, family is really where it all starts, and that's really where everything should come from. So how do you do that? Like, you create better education because for everyone, because there's so many areas where it's not good education and not good systems for them.
Here's one for you.
Mm-hmm. And a living wage.
I definitely understand and appreciate your comments. Jason, oh, Jason and Heather, I appreciate and understand your comments.
Are you like the moderator right now?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it. I kind of feel for a minute there, I was like watching a tennis match. I was like, boom, boom. No, but and I'm gonna. I'm not racist either. I don't like anybody.
I don't think anyone's a racist here.
Right. We can all so here's that. Well, this is that was more for the listeners. It's like, hey, just to make sure you know.
Yeah.
When I say this statement, but when you bring up Indian people and you bring up Asian people in this country and how they appear to be moving along at the correct whatever, and black people or African American aren't necessarily all going that same way. If you look at those three, just taking those three for example, which one is spending the least amount of time complaining or pointing stuff out? And
India is a whole different country. Like, India, they probably lived a very different life from wherever they came from. You know, it's like completely
right,
different
but
than
saying,
Africa.
But India has got that's poor there too. They come over here and they work their butts off, and I don't see a lot of Indian people going, "Oh, well, look at me. I don't have this, or I can't do this, or I can't do that." Asian people, I'll say, "Oh, we know can do that." You know,
spot on.
Do you think that's an accurate representation of how black people are, though, and that's how all black people are? Are we seeing, you know, a small minority, as always?
I would never use the word all with any of these, but I just feel like if you're white, if you're black, if you're yellow, if you're Indian, because I don't know what color that would be.
Mocha.
If you're mocha latte, mocha. Everybody can say, poor me. Everybody can say, poor me, poor me, poor me, and just sit in it. Or you can say, I had this. This sucked. Move along. And, like, black people today, let's say there's a 25-year-old black male, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that he's being, you know, he feels as though he doesn't have the same opportunities as everybody else. And then but he talks about how he'll go, and his examples are about slavery and stuff. Okay, the leap that we've made from that time to now, huge leaps, right? So
he's now a slave.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
There's not segregation, right? I know you just want to start biting my.
No, you're fine.
But
you're
saying,
fine.
But I'm saying, why are we continue? If you have issues, stay with issues now and how they relate to life now, as opposed to saying, well, because of this, there's all this, and that's where I'm at. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
So I think the black people who should be complaining now are poor black people who should then rally with other poor people, you know?
In general,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and all poor people should just rally and, you know, decide that we need some help, and there's a huge, like, income problem in the whole country, and we need to solve it, or else we're all going to starve and we're never going to succeed, because there's just no way. Like, you're not paying us the money, and we don't have any way to get the education. So I think that a lot of it has to do with it being, like, poor people. But, I mean, the violence against black people and all of that does not – it's not the same amount as the amount of black people there are. I think that there's poor people of all races that are saying the same sort of thing that you're saying, you know, I'm not given the sort of chance that I can. And maybe they are more vocal about it because they are every day met with awkward situations that no one else could understand. And that's, like, across the board. I mean, I think that
and this is kind of like brings up a separate thing. Like, I think sexism is more like acceptable to be a sexist and like make silly comments about like, you know, that sort of thing.
Beavers.
But yeah.
No, about women doing dishes.
Yeah, right. That sort of thing. But it's less acceptably racist, so we just assume that it's like not a thing because it's like such a taboo thing. But in really quick situations where, you know, quick judgments are needed and quick judgments are made, I think that that really shows that there's that people distinctly see race and distinctly see race between other people. I mean, and you can see that especially with like police shootings and the way that they react. I mean, I think that's the most consistent or most like thing that happens the most often, where there's someone put in a snap decision and, you know, forced to make a decision that's really life and death.
And you think they take
And I think they do more extreme. I think they. I don't even know if they mean to, you know. But it's just, you know, it's just always around you. And I mean, I can't imagine being black and how that must be, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Just the constant change that people. In their demeanor and the way that they talk to you. I mean,
I see
it all the time. Yeah.
I mean, it's not even playing field, but it's not nearly as bad as we make it out to be as a country.
What do we? Right. I mean, what do we make it out to? What do you think the country makes it out to be?
That I mean that racism is running rampant and it's affecting like. If you want to look at black on black crimes, it's way higher. But then again, there's a correlation between that and poverty.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is in any country. So who's most poverty stricken in this country? Apparently, it's black people. And if you want to trace that back to education and families staying together, I think if they did that and focused on that, they could get themselves out of that situation. It would take a long time. You can't blame it on reparations or slavery or segregation. If you do that, you're fucking yourself in your race for the rest of your life, for the rest of eternity. You have to turn around.
Instead of spending the time talking, looking to make a difference now. You know what I mean?
Maybe you have to stop the cycle.
I think racism is probably, a symptom of bad education, of poor economic standing, and of poor, like, the way that the wages are distinct, like, dispersed throughout the country. And if we fixed that on a grand scheme, then that is a group that would stand to benefit in a great way. Or like raising the national minimum wage to like a much higher amount, like $5 higher, like $15, like Portland, Oregon.
Those coffee houses.
Dude, they did it, and like their whole city is thriving because of it. $15 an hour.
I don't know.
I think our whole society is fucked. I think we're very, very. As in general, the United States is very there's a dripping with entitlement. I see it when I'm driving down the road. You know, people are I'm entitled to do whatever I want. I'm entitled to say whatever I want. I'm entitled to be however I want to be. Like it doesn't matter what you know. Even people are just rude.
It's my world. You're living in it.
Right, and you're in my way. You know what I mean? Like today, I'm at a stoplight. Okay, it turns green.
Mm-hmm.
I wait 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. Car in front of me does not go.
No.
I don't lay on my horn. I just go beep. And what do I get? Gives me the finger and then drives off. Why are you giving me the finger? I'm just trying.
He probably wasted a Mississippi doing that too.
Right, exactly. But you see what I'm saying? Like you go to the store. You hold the door open for somebody. They just walk through.
Mm-hmm.
No thank you.
No thank you or nothing. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should thank people for paying them a living wage. Or I don't think those people owe us a thank you or owe a thank you for getting a better wage or something like that. Like, I see what you're saying. But
I think that is a huge part. I just think that I'm entitled to, like, an example. I'm entitled, all this stuff happened to my race or whatever for so long, I'd rather sit here and sit on that and use that instead of learning to swim. You know what I mean? In a way, I mean, I'm not generally at all. But I'm just, and that's not just black. That's like
anyone on welfare.
If you go down to, you know, let's say one of the poor states like Alabama, you go out there and there's, you know, a lack of education, and you know the white people too. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's just. But they're going to sit on it and just sit in it.
Well, so speaking of Alabama, you'd written down Confederate flag earlier.
Yes, because I thought you mentioned something about being in favor of it, or how, I just wanted to know.
I was joking about it.
Yeah.
Earlier, I don't.
Why? Go ahead.
I don't care about the Confederate flag. I don't own anything with. I don't even really like Leonard Skinner that much. But to me, that falls under free speech. A while ago, we did the story about Indiana and how they have these rules that seem outdated. And honestly, I don't care. I think if Indiana wants to make those kind of rules, then all you're doing is putting a spotlight on bigoted businesses, and hopefully time will just take care of those businesses. Right. People will say, oh, you don't want gay people in here, or you don't want this kind of fuck you, we're not going to patronize you, you'll be out of business. Confederate flags, I feel like that's a free speech thing. If that's what you want to do, fine. Do I think it promotes racism? Not necessarily. It might say, hey, everyone, I'm a redneck, but just because you're a redneck doesn't mean you're a racist.
And for us, I up here in the northern states...
Yankees. We're a bunch of Yanks.
Yankees. It's hard for us to connect to that understanding, mm-hmm. that flag. I'm sure that in the South there are a lot of people that are very proud of that flag because at one point it did stand for a nation and a way of life and a
racism.
Not necessarily.
Like literally was in their constitution.
Well,
literally. I'm saying that
flag is not a symbol of racism. That flag is a symbol of a.
I could be misinformed about it, but I recently heard that that was the flag of the Virginia Army.
Right.
When they went to Washington, D.C. and says, we want to secede from the rest of the United States in written form and in proper written form, and they weren't interested in having a war, and they wanted to do it the right way and secede from the rest of the United States. And it was the North, and I'm not against the North. I don't give a fuck about whatever. But it's like the North fired the first shots. Now, over time, does the Confederate flag, does it become a symbol of racism?
Because
how do people see it now?
Right.
Maybe
it becomes.
I don't think. I look at that and I just think, oh, it's a redneck. It's just a.
Yeah. But you know what? In my opinion, is okay. So where? How did the whole thing with the redneck flag come about? Is because some douchebaggy kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, takes a bunch of pictures of himself smoking weed, holding the rebel flag, and then goes and shoots up a bunch of black people.
That's what sparked the current.
That's what sparked.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about it before that. Nobody said anything about
every
it.
Every once in a while, it comes up like gun control, and then nothing is done about gun control, and then, right. and then we wait for
because
the next
there has
shooting.
To be like a national conversation because we don't think about it because there's not that much around, and we're just like that guy's a dick. You know, you're like mm-hmm. when you and like I loved your what you said when we were talking about the Indiana thing. You know, you're like, well, that just shows me like it's like the guy who's wearing shorts, like that's a crazy person. Now I know I'm not going right. to talk to that person. You know, it's like
yeah.
now I know that guy's a raging asshole. So now I don't.
If
have to
I
talk
see
to
the, if I see the and Confederate maybe, flag, I think redneck. I don't think oh this person's inherent. Apparently racist, maybe he is. Maybe he's an asshole.
I guess
maybe
ignorant
not.
Is probably the best word.
But to me, it is kind of a thing, like saying, you know what? I don't have a lot of redneck friends. Whoever's yeah. in that pickup truck, I'm probably not going to get along with or hang out with. But I don't think you don't have the right to show that flag. Maybe over time, it'll be as evil as the Nazi flag. And because you don't see those waving around unless you're in some
yeah,
dark
it's
basement.
Right.
It's illegal.
But, you know, with the rebel flag, I mean, there are a lot of people in the South that their ancestors were part of that war that, you know, that they're very proud of. And it is a symbol of the sacrifices.
Heritage.
And heritage, right.
I think that's like a really, I mean, don't you think it's, so I guess I'll state what I think about the Confederate flag in my view. So I totally agree that it's free speech and anyone should be able to do it. I don't think that it should be flown in any sort of government sense, like any sort of government building. It should not be on that grounds, like, flown out there like proudly, like because
it doesn't
make sense.
It doesn't
yeah.
make sense to do it. You're right.
And I do have a really good quote if you guys want to hear it. Like
I do
from
hear
the,
it.
It's like from their little, you know, constitution.
Yeah, while you're pulling it up, but though, you're right. It doesn't.
The constitution
it's not our
was
flag.
How long ago? How long ago was this written? This was written a
when
long
it,
time
so
ago.
So when the flag actually mattered and it actually had meaning behind it.
Okay.
That is the time that okay. it was. Sorry.
So, but, no, sorry, but we're talking a tremendous amount.
And so, but I think what's so exciting about now is that we can, I think that we should as people have evolved to the point where we're like, I love my heritage, you know, I love where I came from, it's a beautiful thing, but maybe that wasn't a great idea. Like, that was still a fucked up situation, you know? And so, that's how I feel like people should view that sort of thing. All right, here we go. So this is, they're talking about the government that they have. And so our new government is founded upon exactly the opposite idea. Its foundations are laid, its cornerstone rests upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man, that slavery subordination to the superior race is his natural and normal condition. This, our new government, is the first in the history of the world based upon this great physical, philosophical, and moral truth. So, like, I got off the Atlantic, if anyone wants to look it up. It's like an article about what's messed up about the Confederate flag. I don't have the name of the article, but...
And it's, you know what? It's all because we're what are we going to do? Get rid of the General Lee? What are you going to do? Are you going to get rid of the General Lee?
The General Lee,
are we going to act like Dukes of Hazzard never happened as a show?
Well, like I said,
do we have to go there? No, I don't think anyone should have to do that. Because there is free speech.
Yeah, it was the flag of the an army at one point. And maybe that's what the army represented. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's over time, people associate that flag with those ideals. And again, maybe over time, we'll, like you said, we'll just come to realize, oh, maybe that wasn't a good idea. But to me, I think people should be able to have the flag because you're right. That does mean something to their heritage. And it may not be racist to them, but if it's seen negatively, then yeah, maybe over time it'll just be weeded out. But so, I don't think it should be illegal to wave a flag.
Of course not. Yeah, of course not.
Because there's this rainbow flag. I have nothing against gays and lesbians, but who's to say that 50 years from now, that's not going to be...
Maybe someone with a rainbow flag shoots up a place, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that guy had a rainbow flag.
But that's not what the rainbow flag stands for. I mean, right. Core of the rainbow flag.
Well,
is
that what that meant? In the Virginia Army? Is that what that meant, though?
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to secede for other reasons, but like when a huge part of your policy is saying that, you know, the slavery that we have going on is okay, and we want to continue that as a part of our whole
society. I think what Blake is saying, that, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but that you can demonize anything.
Right.
And that just because something is shown...
But we have to decide that some things are just wrong.
Right, yeah. And is this wrong? Is the Confederate flag
wrong?
But
all the energy that we've put on, all the energy like from Facebook and just people talking about this flag... And there are changes being made because there are states now that like it was on like on I think it was Mississippi like
yeah,
it was
on, like
their,
on their state
it was on
their flag,
license,
yeah.
on their flag and but also like in Alabama or something it's on the license plate. Okay, well, all right, we're gonna take them all off the license plate, you know, fine, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what Mississippi's gonna do. It's like, oh, we just need a new flag, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, you know, need a flag. I'm just saying, like, there just seems to be so much wasted energy going around in a circle and not really
doing anything. There really are bigger
problems,
so aren't there?
There are bigger problems. Yeah. Okay, so this kid went up and shot up all these black people in a church. Horrible thing. Horrible thing. Since he has pictures on Facebook of him smoking weed and waving around a Confederate flag...
No one's shutting down weed dispensaries,
right? It just seems.
Well, he said he didn't say I smoked. I did this because I smoked weed. He said I did this because I'm racist. I mean, he like literally said that. So I mean, it's different. But I mean, I completely agree that there's way too much energy spent on it, and it should have been the fastest conversation between government people. Like, oh wow, that was a crazy thing that happened. Oh wow, we're still flying this flag around our government buildings. Let's take them down. Boom.
They don't see it that way, though.
Hopefully something good comes from them taking it down. Who knows? Who knows?
It doesn't need to have any good.
As soon as they take those flags down, it's going to be something else.
Well, there's always something else. I mean, there's always going to be something else. That's how the world works. If we didn't have something else, what are we working on?
Let's spend less time bitching about something and actually fixing something. This is my opinion. What are you fixing? By saying the rebel or the Confederate flag... And I'm playing devil's advocate, obviously, because otherwise this would be a really stupid conversation, right?
Yeah.
But instead of saying, hey, this symbol, this flag, it means fuck black people and, you know, they should be working for me.
On a person-to-person level, it means I feel after this conversation, I think I've taken away, or at least how I feel about it is, they're either a racist person or they're an ignorant person as to what that flag means. And that's what I would take away from a person having that outside of a
establishment, then I would say maybe that's a bad choice, but that's their choice to make, and I'll just decide if I'm going to vote for it with my dollar.
Right.
And then outside of a government building, it's like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, why do you have that there? Like, that's I think that's an
it's not
completely
the flag, it's not the flag
thing.
Of this country. Why mm-hmm. wave it at all? It doesn't make exactly, sense to yeah. have it outside of it. Yeah, you're right. I can get on board with that. If that's what the discussion is, you know, in our country right now, should it be flown outside a government building? Probably not. Probably not. Whether someone wants it in the back of their pickup truck or not, let them do it. And again, like you said, you vote for it with
your
dollar.
If a really hot girl with big breasts wears the bathing suit with the Confederate flag on it, really, are we gonna get upset about that?
I probably won't talk to her. I mean, if she wants to talk to me, she seems really
breasts.
Cool.
Don't worry, I'm not going to be talking to her either.
Yeah, I mean, But, I mean, if you were, like, imagine, like, you would be a black person, like, living in South Carolina, and, like, you walk by this, like, government building every single day, and you just have to look at this thing, like, how am I supposed to feel supported, and how am I supposed to feel a part of this community, you know, as a nation and as a local community? Like, how am I supposed to feel like when that flag means so many negative things to me and means so much this heritage that I remember, you know, as a black person that I'm not, but you know, the heritage they remember.
For all the viewers at home, Heather is black.
I'm black in this bit. I mean, how am I supposed to feel supported when I think about my heritage and what was going on in that time? Like, how am I supposed, I can't go back and be like, well, I'm flying that flag because of my heritage, because this is where I lived. It's like, well, no, that was a horrible time for my whole heritage. And so I think for someone, I think it would be a slap in the face to a black person if their white friend was like, well, I'm going to fly this because of my heritage, for the war that my ancestor fought in. Because basically what they're saying is like their heritage of the war they fought in, they're condoning it. And that war had it, you know, had it continued in the exact same way and nothing else happened in that area, progressive wise, they could have been a slave, you know? Obviously, there's like a huge amount of changes since then.
For
but
businesses
still.
Or individuals, you see that flag, and just like the person with the shorts in the winter, it is. It's saying something about that person. And whatever it says about that person to you, fine. But we all have our own judgments that we make of that person. So I don't know.
This got really serious. Sorry, guys.
No, it's been serious for the past half hour.
Yeah.
it does show that. There's more than just dick jokes on the show. I mean, we have opinions and we have views.
Well, I mean, black people have big dicks, right?
That's a joke. I've heard that joke before.
I've never seen a black penis.
I'm going to Google it when I get home.
It'll be a fun image search.
I don't think I'm very, 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 very bad at debating. Like, I'm very bad at it. Like, in my head, like, I'm making complete sense, and it's not, but then when I say it, and I look at Heather, and Heather's like, I even in arguments, I'm very bad at arguments. I don't articulate well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying that the Confederate flag is okay. I'm not saying that all the reasons for it are okay. I'm saying that for a lot of people see it in a lot of different ways, and it just seems to me, let's cure cancer or something. I don't know.
What I think if someone has a cure for cancer right now, and money is holding it.
They're just sitting it. Oh, yeah.
What if there was a way that the Confederate flag could cure cancer?
Oh, then you know what? I bet you.
Would you be all for it?
Everybody would change. Let's just say
Heather's smiling. She knows. She's rolling her eyes. You know, there's a way that flag can cure cancer.
They like put a little flag like on the pill or whatever. That would piss me off. Oh my god, that would piss me off.
You would
so
sooner
bad.
Die from cancer than take a Confederate flag coated pill.
Oh my god. Let's have that. What if? What if?
I don't know.
But I like what I like about debates. I don't think I'm particularly that great at them. But I like. I like saying what I have to say and then listening to what people say, because it tells you so much about how you said whatever, you know, because that if they're however they're responding to you means that they're like responding to the things you're saying. So you want to make sure that you're like coming across as clear. And it's always good to like make sure that you're not going overboard.
Sure.
Everyone's like very. That can happen.
I hate everybody.
Everyone.
You're racist towards everybody, therefore you're racist towards nobody.
And I wouldn't say I'm racist.
Are you an equal opportunity racist?
Everybody bugs me. I guess I should say it like that. I shouldn't say I hate everybody.
You should get a t-shirt that says that everybody bugs me.
Everybody bugs me, And I bug 90% of the world too.
It's true.
I'm sure that 90% of the people NSA. That come in common, 90% of the people that come in contact with me think I'm fucking annoying, and that's fine. So
good.
Jason,
yeah.
Any final thoughts on this no show lineup episode 206?
I love you guys.
Aww. We have a good time, and this was nice to be able to do something a little different.
I've had so much stuff about black people I've just wanted to say over the past few months, and finally an outlet to do it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and you know we went from a demonstration on a.
How to insert a little tampon bullet.
An applicator.
Free.
Yeah, applicator. There we go.
Applicator free.
I was trying to say applicatorless.
All the way to.
I
got it.
I like that.
All the way to, is the Confederate flag racist?
Yeah.
Only on IBWIP. Heather?
Yeah?
It's always great to see you.
It's great to see you guys. I love you guys, too.
We have a good time.
Nothing but love.
I'm excited to go out and see you Wednesday perform.
Yep.
Yeah, Bucks Wednesday, the jukebox.
I'm gonna even if Jason has to drag me with a pillow and a blanket.
Do you have new material?
I have some new material. Yes,
it's gonna be all new to me.
I'll be new to you.
You got 5 minutes yet?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
You got a tight five?
Five.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
That's one, it. Well, two, three, four, five.
We're done with the music. We're done with all of our comments, and we've had a great time. Thanks everybody for listening. Check out IBWIP.com. Also, you can check us out on Stitcher, any of the podcast apps for the smartphone, iTunes. Subscribe to us. Definitely give us a rating. We would really appreciate it. And check us out on YouTube. We've got some fun promo videos and some vape reviews and a good time. Good times. We have fun here. People, don't take life so fucking serious. Please. The less serious you take life, the better off we will all be. Good night, folks.
Bye.
What are we going to call that?
He's got a laundry list of titles.
Oh, no, mine is just for the show notes.
Facebook Vortex.
It all come back to Facebook, didn't it?
It did.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.